Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
The big news of this past week was about an important figure stepping down. Yes, the Public Theater's longtime artistic director, Oscar Eustace, announced that he will be leaving his post July 31st, 2028, which also happens to be his 70th birthday. Eustace has been at the helm of the Public through some of its most successful days, including a little show called Hamilton. Hey, not everyone else would have agreed that Aaron Burr could be black. But Eustace also was there for some of the toughest years. There was that thing called COVID. I can't begin to count all the interesting works I've seen and reported on during his reign, and gutsy ones. Let's not forget Gats, the reading of every word and comma in Fitzgerald's Great Gatsby. And of course, there's Shakespeare in the Park. Eustace will be a tough act to follow, though let's not forget that he followed one of the theatrical giants, as in Joseph Papp. Ironically, shortly after reading that news, I received notice that the Public Theater has announced the cast for the North American premiere of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button to run October 8th through November 15th in the Public's Newman Theater. That's going to have book and lyrics by Jethro Compton. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, of course, is based on the short story by the aforementioned F. Scott Fitzgerald. Now, this, of course, is yet another film-to-stage adaptation. The movie won an Oscar for screenwriter Eric Roth. You'll likely remember Brad Pitt in that role. Speaking of stage screen news, Hadestown, the movie version, is getting splendid reviews. You can hopefully find it at a movie house near you. I wrote one of the first articles about Hadestown in 2019, and it began with these words. In 2011, Dale Franzen received the CD of a little folk opera about Orpheus, Eurydice, Hades, and Persephone. Within 4 years, I was sucked in, said Franzen, who was artistic director then of the Broad Stage in Santa Monica. She immediately contacted Anais Mitchell, the music's composer, to see if they could push the project further. If Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell had a child, it would be Anais, Franzen told me at the time. I had never developed anything from scratch and originally was just thinking it might be for the Broad. I certainly was not thinking Broadway, end quote. And well, the rest is history. Now for current Broadway news, a beloved production is apparently closing. That would be Moulin Rouge. The good news is Tony-winning original cast member Aaron Tveit will return to the role of Christian in Moulin Rouge at the L. Hirschfeld Theater for 15 performances, just ahead of its closing. Tveit will play all shows August 18th to 29. He returned to the production on multiple occasions in the past, most recently, I think, in the summer of 2024. This past season, he was one of the trio of stars of the revival of Chess, which closed unexpectedly early, likely due to the lack of a Tony nomination for Lea Michele. By the way, I don't know why I mentioned this, but I noticed that Operation Mincemeat is still playing. I swear I thought that one was on its last legs months ago. Sometimes all it takes is a warning like that. Anyway, it's one of my favorites of the past season or two. Now, some of the buzziest news appeared in a tiny little piece exclusively for the New York Times this week. It was reported that Deborah Winger and her husband Arliss Howard will be performing The Gin Game, an old two-person show that last featured Cicely Tyson and James Earl Jones on Broadway. This teeny tiny version will run through August 14th at the Housing Works bookstore in Soho, and good luck grabbing a seat. I recall interviewing Deborah Winger years ago, and she was a hoot to spend time with. She was later on Broadway with Patti LuPone in a David Mamet show that did not last long. Now, I remain on the other coast, as in the West, where stars came out to support the actor Ed Begley Jr. this past weekend. He was performing with his daughter in Proof. Yes, that show seems to be everywhere, though its latest version just closed, I believe, on Broadway. It's nice how other famous names do support one another when they try new things. That one brought out Ted Danson, among others, to cheer his pal. Whoops, Pardon the pun, but yes, cheers for Ed Begley Jr. More theater to come out here, by the way, including at the always inventive Odyssey Theater. Lots of Odyssey going around. And yes, I did see the 3-hour IMAX, and I'm still recovering. Anyway, this will be a contemporary adaptation of Ibsen's Enemy of the People, in which a doctor discovers his town's hot springs are contaminated. His attempts to expose the truth pits him against powerful interests, transforms him into a, quote, enemy of the people. This version relocates the action to America 2026, where battles over public health feel sadly very relevant. What is keeping me busy this week is writing a memory piece, sort of, about the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. Now, this is an iconic building that has been shut down since 2013. I went to school at Santa Monica High, and we often used the Civic for student offerings. Later, I enjoyed Bob Dylan, the Eagles, Willie Nelson, so many more there. Even the Oscars were occasionally held at the Civic. Locals dashed to Main Street to watch stars walk the red carpet. Well, right now, there is the first real movement to bring the Civic back to its former self. A powerful group of live entertainment figures and music moguls are behind this. I can only hope it succeeds. It was such a part of the place where I grew up. I'm sure many others have feelings about places they grow up that are allowed to slowly fade away. Pieces in the Wall Street Journal and Guardian last week just were devastating about Santa Monica going down the tubes. Anyway, I hope lessons will be learned with this battle. Meanwhile, stay involved with the theatrical entities in your hoods. One never knows when they may become threatened. And I will see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.